Good vach, good morning. We're holding here in Perikov Dalet. So he's going back to the Moshe Rabbeinu being a Kabbal Torah issue and so on. Yesh lisho. HaTorah she seichel ha-posha elyon. So Torah is what he keeps calling seichel posha elyon, which means something that has, in its essence, has no intersection with this world. So how can it go to a person? The fact that Torah is by us and not by Malachim is kind of a paradox. And then he goes through the whole Chazal, Ben Shalom, the Torah. So he answered them. It says, Nechashem Lekecha and Leisisa and all these inyanim. They're not shaykh to Malachim. They're only shaykh to me, and so on. So Miyad Hoydu Shlem Hashem Neimad Shemvarot. So Malachim Amoided to him. Everybody became an Oyev and gave him something else, and so on. That's the famous Chazal and Adkan. Says what Chazal is trying to say is he's coming to explain this question, the answer to the question, how is Torah Shayach to Yulurisha? What's the Kesha? It's clear that Moshe needed to have some sort of Shayach Yoinim in order to get the Torah. In other words, if Moshe is the Neisna Torah and it's Nikra al Shmoy, it means that he's miyuchid as a person who has a shaykhus to it. But Dovazan is by a kvar, and I explained before. Moshe Rabbeinu did have some sort of hachon and so on. Umipnei. So the word Yilud Isha over here is specific because a person can only be what he comes from. So Lamashal, if I take mud and I make something out of it, whatever I make out of the mud is going to have the qualities in the mud. There's no new quality added to it. In other words, a thing cannot be more than where it came from. So if I made something out of wood, it's going to be wooden. And if wood burns, that burns. And if wood it has this property, that property, it also has it. So Yulud Isha is a description of Adam. Adam can't be more than Chayma, because Sach HaKol is Yulud Isha. So there can't be an Isha anything more than Chayma. V'lekach Amam Mayilud Isha Beinenu. So he says, I came to Kabbal Torah, which means if I am here in order to get something more, there must be something in me that is shaykh to it. In other words, let's give a dogma. Imagine if somebody seems to be totally unmusical and somebody offers music lessons and he comes to take them, there's at least the fact that I've come to take them means there's some sort of nekuda in me that's shaykh to it. So if I do it because, I don't know, musicians make a lot of money, so it has something to do with music. I have no aptitude for music and I don't care for music and I just want money. But let's say the person's coming because he wants music. That itself says that the person has some shaykhs to it at some level. So his answer was lekabel Torah, that there's going to be the fact that I came to be Makabal, and that's what he said before, means there's some sort of achana. This is the pshat, almost pashtu pshat, in the Chazal that Layoev Chachma El Chuchmisa, Ubechol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma, where it solid says. So the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Chachma only to Chachamim. So I mean, different pshatim, you know, how it works. It's a paradox. And the Pashto answer is, it says in the Pasuk, Chacham Lev. Chacham Lev means I have a tshuka for it. I have an affinity for it. Something in me wants it. So the fact that I want it means that I have a shaychus to Chachma. The fact that I came to be mekabel Torah, that itself means, like it says, there's some achana, there's something in me that's waiting for that. For that. But Azam, Musa Malachim said, Chemdo gnuza kodesh mebreishis, pirush, shekol advorim ativim nivrom shes mebreishis. It says that the Torah is a chemdo gnuza created before shes mebreishis. But Torah is a gomu, malos vadegosa ala teva, ulefiko hi misuderes Hashem esmach beseide koidem oilam ativim. So what it means that it was created before the world was created means that it is not a substance that can be put under the rubric of this world, another nekuda in this world. It's something that supersedes this world. It's not shaykh to this world. The number tatkad, why it's over here, So it has its own shiva. On the bottom, he brings that it doesn't appear in Be'er Gerla, but Tatkad Doiris is mentioned an awful lot of times in Chazal about Tatkad Doiris before. There's another places he speaks about the Hashlam of Tatkad, how you get from it. You add Shema Vaya 26 to the other 1,000. I'll go upon it. It's not so relevant. So, Kamosha Teira Sechel Goma, Rechoikim in Ateva, Achiba Sedekon Oilam, and Ro Losses the Bosa Dom Shuteva. So, their tying again is whatever it is, Teira itself is not Shaykh to Adam. It's of a different cut. It's something that Adam has no Shaykhs to. And Bemela, Teira should not be given over to Adam. Ma Enosh, this is going about because of Kirana. There's a double taina. Ma enos yiskerno ben ansef kidana, but zalei mekiyesh be adam shtei dvarim hagufa nefesh. Ve omru ma enos negra nefesh, u ben adam negra guf shu adama. So even the nefesh ha adam lamaisa is created after Torah and has no shayches to it. The loshna schira ametz al nefesh. So schira is a little bit of a better loshna, a higher loshna. Because Stam Zechira is Latova. It says, Vayiskal Kimas Rachel, Kloima, Af im Yesh by Nefesh, Ein Chashivus HaNefesh Nisgif Hashem Esbarach Latova LaHeitavloi. So it says, even though Adam has some sort of Nefesh, I assume he means it Klape Torah, it's not Chashiv enough. At the end of the day, it's still from within Bereishis. Vapkida hi, She'ein Adam Mitzad Gufoi, Shu Shafel Pachos Roi She'ed Nifkad Lera, He says a very interesting line here. He says the pkida is shein adam mitzad gufa shu shafel pachos ruah she nifkad l'ra. He says even ra shouldn't have shaychus to adam because it's like a bal chai. I mean, at the end of the day, reward and punishment, toiv and ra, zechir and pkida, a shayach to somebody that's worthy, because his guf is not much different than a bal chai, you don't fault a bal chai for doing what it wants to do. So why is Adam faulted? Since Torah is a value system of saying there's toiv and there's char and there's ra and there's oinish, Adam is not shayach to either of the two. Umepnei madregas malas malachim roi shekoch shivas chol mayla bal yonik mayshem chshu madregasa. Okay, so those are the two times. The Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe Hachzam Tshuva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe answer him something. So Maral says here Yisoid. This is Yisoid. He says many places. Kol Advarim Asher Nemru Kan, Masha Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ushelos Hamalachim Utshuvas Moshe Einoi Vikuach Dvarim. Rak Masha Mischayim Hashem Yisbarach Nikra Shekach Omer Hashem Yisbarach Masha Mischayim Hamalachim Nikra Shekach Omer Hamalachim. In other words, Chazal are not telling us a conversation that took place in actuality. Many places where it says where debate or dialogue is written up in Chazal, it is not a real dialogue in the sense of some sort of communication. Let's take some Pirkei Shira, when it says Tzfardeya Mahu Omer, there is no Tzfardeya that stands and says these words. It's sort of what is expressed, what is being said with this. In other words, Malachim Elyonim Atachtonim are be'etzem contending sides for what Torah should look like. These are not the words. Nobody was standing with a tape recorder and saying words, and somebody was recording it. If Chazal are telling us the dialogue between the different studim, and they're describing that the emes in the Bria, there's a conflict, the Elyon Tachtonim, who should be the Baal Torah. And the fact that we are the Baal Torah needs an answer. It needs some sort of explanation. So he says, "Kol Hashem Kashagas Rosh Malachim Eino Vikuach Dvarim Rak Mashem Ischayim Hashem Isbarach Nikur Shekach Om Hashem Isbarach." In other words, when I say, when I'm trying to explain two sides that are arguing or two sides that differ, and I'll use the following phrase. This is in essence what they're saying, and this is in essence what they're saying. It's basically an understanding of different positions. That which the tzad of malachim is mechayev, that's called malachim said, and whatever is mischayev tzad Moshe is called Moshe said. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything appropriate, so there's going to have to be an answer to each side. Each and every side has what it's expressing. The fikach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemesada kol v'noises seidelim tzor v'sidas mezhek avas ha-teira v'hu min ha-tachtonim So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the way in which he set everything up, that itself provides the answer to the question. In other words, built into the very structure of what happened, you have the answer to the questions. Moshe Rabbeinu is chosen to give the Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that is going to be able to reply to it. In other words, Moshe being chosen to give the Torah in itself carries the answer to the question. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I'm scared they're going to destroy me, the Hevel PM." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Grab onto the Kisei." So the pshat's like this: the Hevel PM means, because they are superior Nivroim, there is no dialogue yet over here. Let's explain what we're talking about, what the Peshadnet is. I mean, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, told him to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. Imagine I'm coming, let's say I'm coming to ask somebody for a large donation, and the person doesn't want to give, and I now engage in an argument. There's no argument. I mean, the money is his, it's his resources. I there's no way I could debate or argue it. But what I can do is, I can say, I have to ask myself, do I have standing here? Do I have a nekuda that I can stand on? I can say, you know, it's the yeshiva in your town. It's your responsibility. I'm representing you in your responsibility. So now I have a standing. I'm telling you, this is, you know, you owe a lot of your atzlacha to a place like this. I need to be able to say who I am. So at first glance, the Olam Zal Yoinim, the Tachtayim have no makom etzlahem, and therefore they will destroy Mehavu Piyam. There's no argument here. So Moshe Rabbeinu needs a nekuda to hold on to say, I'm coming from this point. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't explain something about where Adam serves in this world, then there is really no argument here. So the Lefiko, let's take that same example we gave at Sinai Foundation. Let's say somebody works for somebody else. If it's kol kulay a taiva for the person who's getting the job, I saw you had no parnasa, I didn't need another accountant in the firm, I hired you anyway, then when you come to argue, there's no argument. I'm kulay the elyon, you're the tachton, there's no argument. But if you do something, so now you're coming from that point of where you have a metzias, where you have existence. So olafika HaKadosh Baruch Hu echoz bekisei kvoidi v'asem tshuva. So leima, ki yesh l'odam madrega ben al yoinim yuchedes la'atzmoy v'fat kisei kvoid. Adam has a unique nekuda that is in the al yoinim, that's unique to Adam, and that's the kisei kvoid. She k'shem shem alochim im suivim kisei kvoid yisbarach l'shos me Hashem yisbarach shoyish ha'kisei kach yesh l'odam mokrem tachzis ha'kvoid v'atzmoy. So Malachim have, they surround the Kisei HaKavod, and they generate Kavod by surrounding it. But Tachas HaKisei is a different darga, like it says that the Yaakov Sur is called Tach Kisei HaKavod, and that's something which does not have a Shaykhis to Malachim. We'll speak in a second. V'dovah zevuvah moed mashakosov ala Kisei d'mus kimara adam. So something about the very kisei itself is shayach to Adam and not the malach. So the Adam is shayach to atzmus of the kisei, and elyonim surround the kisei. We saw befratchik of Adam shema vet not tzayni tzayn marisi Adam atem atakrim Adam. Umipneikach madregas Adam tachsa kisei umadregas zayis mal malachim. Kemalachim em seivnes kisei chvoidei. Ubezem nidom Hashem yisbara. Aber Adam ist also nicht mehr zu Kim, als er in dem Malachim, und er ist Kisei HaKavod. Stemme Allah, weil Kisei dem Muskimar Adam, weil er war ein Gruim bei euch. So, Adam is called Tachas HaKisei or Kidmus Adam on the Kisei in a way that is above Malachim. Now, let's explain a little bit what it means. The Kisei HaKavod means the place wherein the Ribbono Shel Olam expresses himself in the Bria. Just like a king has his own palace and the 1,001 different rooms, in all those rooms he does what kings do. In the place where he expresses his monarchy, his reign, is in the Kisei HaKavod, in the throne room. That's from the throne is where his mischabed to the Malchus. That's what the Kisei HaKavod is. The Kisei HaKavod, so the Malachim's purpose in Kisei HaKavod is to express to the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory and greatness, and everything is done through Malachim. They are saved of the Kisei. Adam has a different Mahalach Bechlal. Adam is like the Am that because they're mekabel malchusay, that's why the kisei is a kisei. In other words, malchus would not exist without the be'etzim. It is maybe reinforced. It's malachim are the heretim tzifrit, but they're not the atzmius of the malchus. The atzmius of the malchus is Adam. And that's why on the kisei is kidmus Adam, because the malchus and the melech are of one cut. So if there is no am who is distinct from the melech and has their own mindset and yet are mekabel the melech, there is no malchus. So when we speak about a malchus needing police and guards and army and treasurers and everything like that, those are necessary implements for malchus, and those people who are the bureaucracy are closer to the king. But the atzmius of the malchus are the people. And by definition, the people are those who are not from the malchus, but they create the malchus. Their metzias creates the malchus, and part of what's necessary is that they be potentially independent. So if we ask ourselves, who is closer to the king, the Mesharsim or the Hamainam, we'd have to pass that question and say, if you're asking who's closer mitzad the dealings and the going-ons, certainly Mesharsim HaMelech. If you're asking mitzad the etzem malchus, a bureaucracy does not create a malchus, it expresses a malchus. So, Klal Yisrael is Adam. Because Adam Balachime Azachime Mafsik Benabina Kise. Aval, Madegas Meshavala Kablater, where you misulik mita gashmis, the magia chairis bekise. So yes, Adam, so let's go back to the mashal of a king. A king ain malchus means that if the king is not if there are no outside independent people, there is no malchus. So we have three possibilities. A person creates an army of robots, and in that case, he might have 100,000 tape recorders saying the Mekabel the Malchus. It's nothing. It's not a Malchus. What I need for it to be a Malchus is an other, a nation, a group of people who are potentially independent. So I now create a group of people that have a mind of their own, and as of the moment of creation, I still don't have a malchus, because all of these people have not taken me as a melech. So right now, I'm kind of not a melech. When this group of people who potentially are independent and potentially could have chosen me not as a melech and choose me as a melech to mitzarev to my malchus, then I become a melech. So I need two almost conflicting qualities to be able to create a malchus. I need to have a group of people that are potentially independent, that have a mind of their own, that, you know, do their own thing. They have certainly have bechira and so on. And they, in turn, have been mekabel my malchus. Those are the two pieces that need to be in place. And therefore, when we have this, so when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up Lamala and he holds onto the kisei, when he comes to Mekabel Torah, that's an act of being Mekabel Malchus. Now he is higher than Al Yayin. So Tula Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have him holding the regular the kisei. He's still not Shayach Al Yayin. Once he holds the regular kisei, he's superior. You can't get rid of me. So, Lamashal, if I have an argument in a firm with somebody else, if the other person can show that I'm useless, absolutely, then I'm out of a job. I have no place. But if there's a power struggle where I have something the other person doesn't have, and vice versa, he may push me, but he can't get rid of me. Destroying me, Bevel Pia, means I show that you have no shaykhis to this, whatever it is. So until Moshe wasn't eiches b'kisei, he had no makom. Once he's eiches nekisei, the thing they can't do is they can't be mevatel him. Always means it's what the kisei rests on. It's as if this is the platform for the kisei. And the So the place of neshamas of tzaddikim is tachas kisei hakavod, because that's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they accomplished. Once he had a place to stand on, he had a place to debate on. So once I had a standing, I had a position, now I was able to argue. So Echoz Kisei HaKavod is not just like kind of magical. Kisei HaKavod has magical powers, and it doesn't allow the fire to burn. However you imagine, it means that the Achizus Kisei HaKavod is my position. This is where I have a metzias, a klap el yoinim. So anything else, I don't have a metzias. And it says ke'en avachol shatag menu v'kacham Echoz Kisei HaKavod. V'zeh makom yichud al yoinim. So Moshe has, so now I have a debate between two sides where each side has a standing. So Malachim have a Metzias Nal Yoinim, which is above and beyond what Adam has. They're Shaykh to the world that's called Ruchni. Adam has a nekuda that Malachim don't have. So now, instead of it being a one-sided debate where one side totally destroys the other one, I now have a potential for a debate. I have tutzdadim. As long as each side has a makom achiza, I now have tutzdadim. Okay, I think we'll hold it here by Umasha Amar. Okay. Good. Good vach.
Shall I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
When he says that also Adam is lesson malach mitzad the nefesh.
Yeah.
But the nefesh is chelak lekamimal. Why should that be lesson malach?
But it's not of any special significance. Once it's locked into tachtonim, there's nothing. They came before, so to speak. They're whatever it is a higher darga. Mitzad the etzim ruchnius, they're a higher darga. The only reason, Moshe said, Tov ma'oid, Adam's nefesh as is lesser and lower than Malachim. Adam's nefesh as can be supersedes anything in the Bria. So it hinges on first glance. So just like the Marshall, when an Adam is born physically in this world, he's the weakest of all Nivraim. He has the least power. Potentially, he's the strongest of all Nivraim. So too with the Nefesh. The Nefesh Adam is not of a dark anyway near Malachim. The Nefesh HaChaim brings the Machleikis about who is higher, Malachim, Tzadikim. And the answer is, it depends what you're describing. You're describing from the get-go, from what it is, as created. Of course, Malachim are higher. If you're asking yourself potential of Adam, Malachim don't have potential. Malachim is as is. They're not. They are not potentially anything more than that.
So Torah is not just being misalik the guf. It's like it's developing the neshama as well.
Of course. In other words, when a person learns and he understands more and deeper, his tfisa becomes a lot deeper, a lot more ruchni, and that speaks to the neshama. As far as the guf goes, it becomes more mezuchach, but doesn't the asagas of haskel v'yadel oisi, the tfisa and understanding of Yisrael, Is it a neshama dika thing, a nefesh dika thing?
What role does the Tzelem Elokim play here? He says part of man's being tachas kisei hakavod is because he was nivra b'Tzelem Elokim. Does that mean bechira in this context? Or?
If Adam is a Tzelem Elokim, means that when he does good and right, he projects Elokus in the Bria, the Etzim Elokus. In other words, maybe it's another Knech. When the king's agent comes to do what needs to be done, or force me to do what should be done, I see the power of the king. I see the what he can do, his strength, etc. To see a reflection of the king himself, Kaviyachol, is something that only Adam has. So whatever it is that he wants to say about Adam that reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reflects Kavod in a very different way, in a more fundamental way. So the choice of good, when the Malach comes, he doesn't reflect, because he's not a Baal Bechira, he doesn't reflect the choice of good, he reflects good and that good gets carried out. A person reflects something about the essence. When a person chooses good, it means when I see a good person, I'm seeing some reflection in an essential way of Ribbono Shel Olam.